Could you come closer to the mic?
As per God's word, there is no salvation without the shedding of blood. So what is the Islam's way of to show the everlasting or eternal life? The second one, as per God's word, Islam believes in God's Jesus Christ's birth and his second coming. And why he doesn't believe in God's death? Please kindly explain me.
The first statement, that there is no salvation without the shedding of blood, this is not our belief. The shedding of blood of an animal as a sacrifice could be a form of atonement, but it is not the ultimate route to salvation. The ultimate route to salvation from sin is repentance. For us in Islam, repentance is the route to salvation. And this is why we believe that though Adam erred, he committed a sin, he was in error when he ate from the tree, his repentance, he turned back to God in repentance and he achieved salvation from it. So that there was no original sin to be handed down generation after generation. So that first point, I hope, is clear. Shedding of blood may be a means of atonement, but not in and of itself salvation. Salvation comes through repentance. That is the essence. Where a person makes a mistake, he turns back, or she turns back to God, asks God's forgiveness sincerely, God forgives them. There we have our route to salvation, along with living a life in keeping with the commandments of God. I mean, that's the general route to salvation, by doing what God has prescribed. Then that guarantees one, by the permission of God, salvation. Part of that is repentance. The other question, which was?
On Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah, why don't Muslims believe that?
Can you come again on the second question, sister? The second question.
Islam believes in God's birth and his second coming, but why he didn't believe in his God's death?
Okay, as you said, Islam believes in God's birth. No, we don't. We believe in Jesus' birth. God, one of the basic attributes of God is that he is eternal. Once we say that God is eternal, to speak about his birth or his death is contradictory. He is without beginning, without end. Everything else of his creation has a beginning and has an end. So we don't speak of God's birth, nor do we speak of God's death. We speak of Jesus' birth, and we do not believe that Jesus was God. Jesus, we believe, was a prophet of God. We do believe he was born of a virgin, that Mary was not married even. In the Quran, Christian tradition, she was married to Joseph. But in Islamic tradition, in the Quran, you will not find any mention of marriage there at all. So we do believe in the virgin birth. But the virgin birth was still, by the will of God, an act of creation of God, not proof that Jesus was God, because we believe Eve was born without a mother. So if Jesus was God because he was born without a father, then what do we say of Eve? Furthermore, Adam was born or came into being without father and mother. So what do we say of Adam? So we look at Jesus' birth, though miraculous, as being a part of the four modes of creation. God may create us without a father and mother, or with father and mother, or without a father, or without a mother. These are the four possibilities.